This is Halftime with the Playmakers, your midweek partner with the live show, The Playmakers, that airs on WANM FM 90.5 from 12:30 to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's the one and only Jeffrey Hood Jr. repping the DMV in Atlanta area. We have a lot of great topics for you guys today, but to help me with these topics, I have some amazing guys in the studio with me.
Yes, sir. Slim Trim and Akai, Michael Trim Jr.
Iverson. What up, y'all? The boy from Nashville, Cashville, Tennessee, the last line of defense. What's up? It's Austin Kaysen.
What?
What's going on, y'all?
It's your boy. T3T Houdini. You know, I go by more two than names, but you can just call me Tristan. What's going on, y'all?
It's great to have you back.
Two times in a row?
Yeah, great to have you back, man. Well, let's hop in some FAMU baseball real quick, fellas. Now, they are 12-16 on the season, 7-2 in conference play. I just want your thoughts so far on the season. They're just a tad bit below 500, but they're looking to go on the right track. So, what you guys' thoughts?
They've been beating the brakes off of Jackson State lately.
I saw that was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. But I think they'll do their thing in the SWAC, but it's just when they play these, you know, big D1 schools. We'll see how they finish out the season. I like what I'm seeing so far, though.
Yeah, like with a lot of other FAMU sports, I don't really think the out-of-conference schedule really matters too much because we kind of expect to take some losses there. But, you know, 7-2 to start conference play, that's very good because, you know, you don't really expect to win every game in baseball because, you know, that's just how things go sometimes. Maybe, you know, you're hitting the ball, but it's just going right to people. So 7-2 in conference play, that's a good start. I expect to see that only, you know, continue and grow to go in our positive way. But, yeah, I'd say it's having a good start to the season so far.
Yeah, just to piggyback off of Tristan and Austin, 7-2 is a fantastic start for conference play. They did have two bad losses earlier on in the season against Troy and then against Eastern Illinois, I believe.
Talking about Ball State?
Ball State, yeah.
Yeah, the first game was bad. Yeah, that was 2-10.
Tough game right there, but they've picked it back up, beating Alabama A&M, put up 15 runs, 13 runs, and then 11 runs. Lost to South Florida. Tough series against Bethune.
This man know their own schedule, ain't it?
I'm just, you know, reviewing the schedule.
Just reviewing the schedule. I mean, and we look ahead, schedule, they play University of Florida, then they go on their Alabama State series, and then they have a one game with Mercer and then back to SWAC play with Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah, I'm not really stressed about this. The rest of the schedule, I think we're gonna probably only lose about 5 more games. That's just my prediction.
I think it's a great possibility that we end up back in the playoffs. What's the tournament? Yeah, the tournament. Yeah. I'd be forgetting the name of the tournament.
Talking about NCAA or SWAC? Which one?
NCAA.
We'll be in the SWAC. Absolutely.
Oh, so I think we're gonna win the SWAC. Yeah, I think we're gonna double up and win the SWAC.
Over Southern?
Yeah.
They did just beat LSU.
Yeah. They just beat LSU.
But like I said, baseball.
It's a chance
in baseball, you know what I'm saying? I think that's a good win for Southern, but at the same time, I still think that we have a great chance to win the SWAC.
Wait, Southern won the series or won?
They won a game.
Oh.
Hey, a win is a win, though. You can't really take that away from them, though. I mean, they're being a Power 5 school.
Especially LSU.
LSU, let alone they had a great run last year, you really can't just.
No, they did lose a lot of guys to the draft. But
LSU baseball, like, really good?
It was really good last year. I'm not sure about it.
It's usually like Florida, like them SEC schools, they're like Florida. You might get some Alabama, North Carolina, a lot of schools like that that are really good in baseball. That's
Vanderbilt.
Really known for.
FSU is pretty good.
Yes, Vanderbilt. Yeah. Yeah, I give you credit there.
Like, are you a Vanderbilt fan or are you an Alabama fan?
That's what I'm saying. I'd be confused.
Here's my thing. The thing about Vanderbilt is, like,
I don't want to.
You support certain sports, right?
No, I support Vanderbilt in every sport. It's just not a lot of talk about in most sports.
That's for real. I understand. I ain't mad at you. You right about that.
Yeah. I mean,
imagine waking up being a Vanderbilt fan.
If you see Vanderbilt playing like any other SEC team, you probably gonna root for Vanderbilt, because why not?
I can give you a bunch of reasons why not.
Why?
First of all, y'all mascot is a Commodore.
What does that, bro?
That's the reason off rip to not.
You should
like
root
them.
For Vanderbilt just because you're not threatened by them.
No.
Okay. Well,
that's a homecoming game.
Anyways,
that's what I'm saying. Like, if your team not playing, then why not?
For sure, I get what you're saying. I get.
Anyways, we're gonna hop in some softball now. FAMU softball now. They're 14-15 season as well. They're 10-2 in conference play, which is very well. Just what's your thoughts on their season so far as a whole?
They look like they having fun.
No, I literally see everybody. They're having fun.
Like every time I see them on Instagram, it look like they having fun. So you wouldn't be able to tell that their record is 14-15, but because they really only post about the wins. So I don't blame them. But even when I see them, they just look like they're having fun. So if they having fun, I'm having fun. I'm gonna go check them out a couple of times this year.
Yeah, and they're 14-15 after losing their first 11.
So they started off on 11?
Yeah.
That's actually sick.
Yeah.
But that's not bad though.
That's what I'm saying.
They were all out of conference games.
They were.
Yeah.
And to a lot of pretty big schools too. But you know, that just goes to show that since those losses, I mean, they've been playing really good ball.
I mean, it kind of tests to their just character and their team overall. Just they're not fazed by a horrible start. They can really get hot.
Absolutely.
When they need to get hot.
Because, I mean, a lot of teams, you start 0-11, it's like, oh, man.
It's like, all right, then what are we playing for? We playing for pride at this point.
At this point, yeah.
What about you, Mike?
I think this goes for both of the teams, but I don't think our teams, well, this goes for all FAMU teams, really. I don't think we're really worried about out-of-conference play. I think it's more so the in-conference play and then winning the SWAC tournament for each respective sport, because obviously the Rattlers aren't winning March Madness, the basketball team, well, the women and men's basketball team at least, and then the baseball tournament. But yeah, they're not winning that either. But winning the conference, I think that's really the goal at the beginning of each season.
I think they could really single-handedly be one of the schools that only can win both
conference and
baseball and softball can be the only teams here at FAMU that can really sweep the conference. I don't think this upcoming football year is gonna be hard for us to really make a clean sweep and really like still control dominance. Women's basketball, there's a chance, there's a great chance for women's basketball. Men's basketball, we don't know yet because we don't have a head coach, let alone do we know the players are gonna stay or not. Moving along, keeping along women's sports now, just last night the Elite Eight took place, where Juju Watkins and Paige Buckner faced off, and you had Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark faced off as well. Fellas, what are the thoughts? When watching that game, what were you saying? Just what were the thoughts?
They need to get Van Liv off of Caitlin Clark.
My God. Oh my God.
Bro, she's a cone.
First of all, you can't, I'm sorry, and I said this like multiple times watching the game and no racism intended, but you can't have a white girl guarding that white girl. It's just not, it's basically like Larry Bird saying, I felt defended when a white girl guarding.
Nah, for real.
If you think about it though, Haley Van Liv didn't make that much of an impact.
At all.
Team. And if I want to compare it to a team on the men's side, I would say Grant Nelson before he really took off in the tournament. As far as a good impact, y'all expected high hopes from Grant Nelson, right?
Yeah. I didn't expect.
Right? Yes. No.
I didn't even know who Grant Nelson was.
No. Yes or no?
Yes.
Before the season started.
We definitely did.
He didn't pan out really until the tournament play kicked
off. I didn't expect him to be the next coming.
But here's the thing about Grant Nelson. Grant Nelson, his impact on the Alabama team didn't show up in points per game, but I feel like it definitely showed up in his defense, especially in blocks, rebounds.
Yeah. He held it down on this overall standpoint, y'all expected a bigger impact.
I did. Probably, especially scoring.
Yeah. But again, like I said, I didn't expect him to be the next coming. I thought this year was going to be a drop-off year because we lost a lot of people in the drafts and we lost a lot of transfers. So when you look back, you had Mark Sears coming. You had a lot of unproven pieces on the team. You had Rylan Griffin coming back, and then you had Grant Nelson, and you had, I keep forgetting his name, but the
Pringle.
Other guard. Oh. No, not Pringle.
Estrada.
You had him coming through the transfer portal. A lot of unproven pieces. You had Grant Nelson, but even then, like I said, I thought we was going to be a little thin. I didn't think we were going to be as deep as what we were last year. I thought Grant Nelson was going to be a good addition, but I knew we weren't going to be as good as what we were last year, and it showed because we were very inconsistent and we lost to teams we probably shouldn't have lost to.
Absolutely. Yeah, but just get back on topic though. She had 6 points per game in the tournament. 6 points. That's terrible.
Yeah. I don't think she was a good fit for LSU.
I don't either. I think that, yeah, especially, that's just a really crowded team. That's a lot of...
Not even that, but it's just, what exactly are you bringing to the team that they didn't already have? Because Reese got to get her shots. Fly J got to get her shots.
Absolutely.
So
that freshman they brought in,
you weren't gonna come in and be the first or second option. When she was in Louisville, she was the first option easily, and they still lost to Caitlin Clark. Like, I think she still dropped like 30 on them last year.
Nah, they won the championship last year.
No, I'm talking about when she
talking about Haley Van Lith and Louisville.
Oh,
yeah, when Caitlin Clark played them in, I want to say the Elite Eight, if I'm not mistaken, she still dropped a 30 ball on their head.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if Moki watched any tape, but you were not going to guard Caitlin Clark one-on-one and stop her. No one in the country is going to guard Caitlin Clark one-on-one and stop her.
Absolutely.
Then they put Poa on her, fresh off the bench. Yeah. Her legs were shaking. Under the ball screen, scoop, bucket. It was bad. I mean, she dropped 41 on them, shot 45% from three.
So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do y'all think the Angel Reese injury played a factor into that game?
No.
No, it didn't.
No, because I feel like Iowa punched him in the mouth starting the first quarter instantly. And I think that set the tone right there. And it was just some fact that once Caitlin gives the ball up, I don't know why I didn't understand she doesn't touch the ball again. Like, when she passes up, you face guard her, you press up on her. She doesn't touch the ball. Every time she passed it, she got the ball right back. I didn't understand that.
I think the game plan was just screwed. I think when they went on the run, I think Moki got the big head. But again, like I said about Alabama before they played UNC, you can never count a team full of shooters. And especially with that specific shooter, you never know what's going to get hot. And unfortunately, she got hot in the third quarter and she just never look back.
Yeah, and kind of like Tristan said, like, there's not a single person in women's college basketball that can stay in front of her one-on-one. So I'm surprised they didn't. I mean, they sent
you can't double, because I mean, let alone they have some decent shooters that you can't leave.
They have some good shooters, but they weren't really hitting, especially in the first half.
No, for sure. Second
they
half,
they were missing a whole lot of wide open shots. And that's why I kind of was looking at the game at halftime, or not even halftime, really just in the first half, and they were down, I think, 11 at one point, maybe even more. more. And I was just like, man, like, they're doing this and they're shooting the ball awfully. LSU's shooting the ball phenomenally. If something switches, LSU might be cooked. And I mean, that's what happened.
So then let me ask you this before we move to the next game. Who you have?
I got UConn.
UConn or Iowa?
I think UConn is better suited to play against Iowa because they have somebody that can go bucket for bucket.
Yeah, Paige, she was like that.
But also, I think you gotta have a better defensive game plan to stop Caitlin. You're not going to stop her.
But just slow her down. I think with LSU,
went wrong, you can't have Caitlin Clark scoring 40 and then have him, this player score 15, this player score 10, this player score 10. Like, you got to make a decision. You either go and make Caitlin Clark beat you by herself or make the team beat you, but it can't be both. And they just got lost a lot on transition. They got lost a lot on when they were moving the ball, because it's not like Caitlin just did it by scoring. She was dishing them out. She had 12 assists.
That's true.
And then I want to get in here and say something else.
Yeah.
So people forget Paige Becker. She won a national player of the year as a freshman. Missed 2 years with basketball. She put like half the year, her third year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
But she was like that in high school. That's how I found out about it.
Yeah, that's exactly. She was tough in high school, and she was obviously ranked higher than Caitlin Clark. I think they came in the same year, I believe.
They all came in the same year.
But you know what's crazy? She said a presser that Caitlin Clark never got recruited by UConn at all.
Mm-hmm. She wanted to go there.
I guess because if you look at it, both her and Paige are ball dominant, and I don't think anybody expected Caitlin to be what she is today. Yeah. So if you look at it back then, if you got Paige, and I think UConn was pretty deep that year too, you don't need Paige. Caitlin.
Gino brought Paige in pretty much at the end of like their crazy run where they won like probably the year after that, like 100 some game win streak ended. But yeah, I don't think, or would you guys say that's like Gino went wrong there or
not even?
I
don't think Gino went wrong, because imagine Paige didn't get injured.
Right.
I think she would have that big of an impact as Caitlin Clark or even better.
I think so too. And I even forgot that too. I forgot Paige was out all last year. But even then, Paige's first year when they made it to the championship, when nobody beat South Carolina, it don't matter who they had on their team. South Carolina.
That was Team USA.
Bulldozed everybody. Yeah. So even this year, ain't nobody beating South Carolina.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Let's talk about the USC-UConn game where USC lost 73-80. Just thoughts on that game.
I think that Paige Beckers and Aaliyah Edwards combination is just going to be makes them a tough out. You got a great forward and a great guard. The other girls on the team kind of know their role. Don't try to do too much, but they know that when they get the ball and they're open, they're making shots. They shot 47% from three. It was only on 15 attempts, but at the same time, you know, Paige has a nice mid-range game. Like I said, the forward dominant inside. They're going to get good shots. So, yeah, I don't know. They're going to be a tough out.
I think that was Paige reminding everybody who she was.
Absolutely.
And, you know, she was the highly touted player coming out of high school.
Yeah.
But I do think also Juju is a great player.
She's very inefficient.
She takes a lot of questionable shots.
A lot of shots.
And I understand in the predicament she's in, she doesn't have like the
players that Carmelo Anthony back in Syracuse that Dane posted about.
She doesn't have the players that Paige has around her. And even Caitlin, like even the players around Caitlin, they know their role and they play it well. It's kind of Juju and everybody else. Like everybody feed off Juju, but if Juju's not having the best game, then it's kind of like, Now I did hear they said on the broadcast they have the number one recruiting class coming in next year.
USC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think that's big.
Here's what I want to see from Juju next year. Obviously, her role is not going to change. She's going to be, you know.
She's still going to be jacking up 30 times a game.
Probably. She kind of has to, though.
But my thing is, if she can get to the point where she's able to use her magnetism as an offensive scorer and creator to get her teammates involved, like you said, they're going to have the number one recruiting class coming in, so they're going to have a lot of talent around her next year. If she can use that to make her teammates better instead of just kind of chucking up shots, she'll go from, like Dame said.
So like a Caitlin Clark type of.
Yeah. I mean, kind of, yeah. It'll take her from more of a, you know, Carmelo Anthony to maybe a LeBron.
I think the biggest thing is that even with the deficiencies in USC's team, they still lost by 7 points, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, UConn was trying to get the game away. They missed like 7 straight free throws.
Yeah.
And if USC had one more like just bona fide, and I know there's another girl on the team that scored 20, but you'll live with that 20 every time. If they had like another just bona fide score, or even if they had someone with like some legitimate hype, USC would have won the game easily. They're not a bad team. I'm not trying to discredit anybody else from that team, but
yeah,
realistically, you're not worried about anybody else on USC beating you except for Juju.
Absolutely.
UConn's also missing Azzy Fudd. She got hurt earlier on in the year.
Yeah, they missing like five players.
Yeah.
Speaking of UConn, let's talk about the men's basketball Elite Eight game now. Illinois fan talk.
Yeah.
Defense. 30-0 run. You can't defend that.
Yeah, I rebuke every one of them.
30-0 is insane.
30-0. You can't get it. Hold on, bro. You can't draw a foul. You can't get an open layup. You can't get a steal and a run out in an open. I mean, yeah, that's kind of inexcusable. But after watching that, I don't know who's beating UConn. I pray.
Your glorious king, Terrence Shannon, had 8 points. You know that, right?
Yeah, bro.
For 12.
It was bad, man.
That's tough.
I don't know.
I think that says a lot more about UConn, though.
I do, too.
Yeah, no, it does.
I do, too. That, I mean,
30-0 run, you got, mind you, there's not no big five-star unless you want to count Donovan Klingon or Stephon Castle.
UConn is deep, though.
He wasn't a five-star?
No.
He should have been, though.
If you want to count, like I said, if you want to count those two, sure. But it's not like a bona fide star on that team. Everybody contributes at a high level, so.
But they center their offense around Klingon, though.
For sure. That's the reason why.
Like I said last week, it's UConn and everyone else. The only way UConn is losing is if they beat themselves,
or if they just get
themselves.
I mean, they only shot 3 of 17 from three, so if they do that against Alabama and Alabama comes out on a burner,
they play so well that they don't really
need to make threes, huh? Yeah. They don't. Yeah, that's true. That's a
well-oiled machine.
Nah, for sure.
Question:
what's up?
Are we all hoping for Edie versus Klingon?
It don't really matter. I'm not really hoping for that matchup.
Why would you hope for that?
Because that's a good matchup.
One has a bag versus one doesn't. I'm not trying to watch that.
I want Burns to go ahead.
Who got a bag?
Klingon.
This man does not.
Bro, you're an idiot. Bro, what does he have to do?
Bro, he dropped Klingon.
What does he have to do?
He had a 40 ball against his guy.
He had the best game in his college career, bro.
He had a 40 ball against his guy.
When it mattered most.
He shut up people like you, Jeff, who, you know.
He ain't shut me. I'm still talking.
Hey, 40 and 16.
He's going to mess around and win it.
Head to head. Second win of the year against DK.
That's his boy.
He going to mess around and win the net.
Now, Kinect did have a cool 37.
Exactly.
He's tough.
Exactly. Let's talk about that game. Thought to connect, he's going lottery.
So is Edie.
I don't know about, bro. I mean,
when people say that, it's like, come on,
bro. It's broken, bro. Because Zach Edey should be a lottery.
He's gonna go lottery.
He's not going to go lottery.
Yes, he is.
And why should he go lottery? Let me ask you why. Why should he go lottery?
Thank you.
Okay. Like Tristan said, okay. Walking double double. His footwork is
immaculate.
Top.
Stop. It's top stop. Something. Stop. You're stuttering.
Wait. Just know it's top something. Back to back player of the year. National player of the year. My fault. I gotta put the national in front of it. Also, 7-4, bro. Like, bro, we see.
You can't coach 7-4.
You can't teach how. You see what Wimby's doing right now.
Don't do that.
You don't think a team's gonna take a chance on him just because of what they're seeing from Wimby?
Nah, bro. No.
Because he doesn't have no bag like that.
He's not.
You're stressing that. He doesn't have no bag.
Calm down. Relax.
You can develop a bag, bro. You can't.
No, not like that. Not like that.
Not a Wimby bag.
Mike, stop. But here's my thing.
He doesn't even care to. He doesn't even compare to Bol Bol as far as offensive bag.
He could come in right now and be more impactful than Bol Bol.
Absolutely.
And you know that.
Defensively, yeah. Defensively.
Okay, offensively and defensively.
Here's my thing about Zach Edey.
Come on, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Zach Edey, it's a plethora of centers in the NBA that we can name right now that Zach
Edey is Pirtle.
Immediately better than.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I compare him to Jakob Pirtle,
okay, cool,
bro.
Cool.
You can go and do
like
what
I'm saying,
doing right
like
now.
Like I'm saying, I think NBA, I...
Okay, but, listen. No, what's DeAndre comparing him to? Because DeAndre, before he
DeAndre
fell off...
Aiton, bro.
Look.
Just DeAndre Aiton.
Before he fell off, you know.
And that's why I don't think he's going to be a lottery pick, but I think he should definitely be a late first-round pick because he's going to be, at minimum, he should be, if given the chance, he will be a solid NBA center for years to come.
Solid starter, solid backer.
He can be a solid center.
He ain't no starter.
He could be.
You're right.
Look, and here's
the Zubac thing. Zubac is good. Whoa.
Zach Edey can do what Zubac does.
Whoa. Dang, not. He can literally do
and here's the thing. Here's what I like about Zach Edey. Here's what and everybody talks about, Zach Edey has no upside or no potential.
He have a better career than your boy Kessler.
For sure.
Whoa. Kessler was stagnant this year. I will say Kessler was stagnant this year, but he does not have a higher ceiling.
Let me talk to you about something that Zach Edey has shown that Walker Kessler is not.
What?
Zach Edey might be a solid pick and pop option at one if he could develop.
So Walker Kessler wasn't doing that at Auburn, let alone UNC when he barely played.
Is he doing it
and
now?
And he showed it.
He's not doing anything.
And he showed it his first year.
Do you not see?
He showed it his first year.
Zach Edey is a terrific free throw shooter at 7'4".
Pick and pop is the three, sir.
I'm not saying right now when he comes in. I'm saying maybe give him 2-3 years. He could be pick, step out three. Step out mid-range.
And how long you think these GMs going to wait for that? Because it's a business.
You don't think nobody going to wait 2-3 years?
It's a contract. Business.
You can put him on the Rockets.
No, we don't need
him. Stop, Jeff.
We don't need him.
Put him on the Hornets.
So, Jeff, you'd rather have Jock Landale.
Yes, right now.
Stop.
Jock Landale's playing great right now. Y'all need him, if anything. Y'all need him.
I'll take him.
Y'all need him.
I'll take him.
You talking about the Rockets, though. No, y'all need him.
Who's y'all?
Oh, the Grizzlies, yeah. And they need him.
Bro, if he dropped the Lakers to pick him up right now, he'll come in averaging 10 and 12.
Give AD about 10, 12
minutes
of rest.
We don't need him to come in and like be an all-star. Give me 10 and 12.
Cool.
10 and 12?
That, beautiful.
He's going to do that as a rookie.
That's what I'm saying. That's beautiful.
You
that's
can
a rookie
do
year.
If he get drafted to the
that's
right
all
situation.
Rookie numbers. He's averaging a double-double.
Bro, look at it, bro. He has no bag.
He has no bag, Jeff. But at the same time, he's putting up 40 and 16 on the people who you want to go in the
lottery.
You know
who else they said didn't have no bag?
Bro.
They said Giannis didn't have no bag. He won an MVP.
I didn't hear that.
No, everybody said Giannis.
I didn't hear that.
Like, you're just acting like he's straight up Taco Fall. You're acting like he.
I mean, let me because
in
basketball, no,
Jeff.
Let me run.
Jeff,
let me basketball, run these big mans, and you tell me who you taking over him, okay?
Right now,
in this draft, now.
Well, him coming in.
Yes, him coming in.
It's only one.
Flip, are you taking him over Flip?
Yes.
Huh?
What? Kyle Filipowski.
Edie.
What?
We're going stat-wise, yeah, maybe, but.
I think Edie's a better player.
Thank you. Somebody has some common sense.
I don't know.
Stat-wise, bro. Sure. But just Edie.
As an overall player.
As an NBA prospect, I don't think so.
I don't
know. Are we talking about a player or as a prospect?
As a prospect.
Oh. A prospect.
Like, we're drafting.
All right. Next one. Donovan Clingan.
Clingan. I agree with you, Jeff. I'm not a fan of Zach Edey. I used to be.
I'm not hating.
How did you used to be a Zach Edey fan?
I'm not
but now you're not.
So what I was saying is like this. So I didn't used to watch Zach Edey before. I used to just look at his numbers. I'm like, it's no way y'all say this dude is trash. Like, why is he not a top lottery pick? Like, nobody has him in the lottery. You're so my thing is like this, right? I watched the game, the entire game, and I was watching it. I'm like, and
you
I kept
the 40 ball he dropped.
Yeah, I saw the 40 ball, but it's like
I'm
I kept
not buying that.
Like, listen, bro. I call his moves every single time. I said, okay, he's going to get to the post, and he's going to do a hook shot. And
it went in, didn't it?
But look, though, you really think that's going to work in the NBA?
No.
Why not?
He's a
liability.
I will say,
He's a liability on
pick and roll. Cool.
Yes, he doesn't even know how to do a pick and roll. Like, if he picks, he stops, and then he just slowly rolls and gets
in the
post.
Why are we acting like the G League doesn't exist? We can send him to the G League.
But
we don't need him.
Yeah, we acting like lottery picks aren't spending a year or two in the G League anyway right now.
No, let me go.
I'm just saying, they don't have him even going in the lottery, and who said he was better than Mike Filipowski?
No, they have him going to the lottery to the Portland.
I said he was a better basketball player. And when we're talking about prospects, yeah, Flip is better, but
T-John Shalon. You taking T-John Shalon or you taking Zach Edey?
I don't even know who that is.
I'm about to
He's from France. He's from France.
I don't know.
France? Give me the American.
Give me Zach Edey.
Yeah, give me the American.
All right. Yusuf Messi from Baylor or Zach Edey?
Zach Edey.
Kel Ware or Zach Edey?
Zach Edey.
I like Ware. I ain't gonna lie.
I liked him coming into college. I'm not really.
He's been hooping
a little bit, but not to the point. Hey, when he came out of high school, he was supposed to be that guy.
I'm gonna go Edey.
He's averaging 16 points, shooting 58 from the field.
He got a little three ball to him too.
And he has a good three ball, shooting it at 42%.
How tall is he? 7'1"?
7'1", 7'2", yeah. So who you taking?
Zach Edey.
All right, bro. I can't argue with this, fellas. I really can't.
He's proved to be a system in the college game.
We're gonna move along the road tide.
You forgot about DJ Burns. I'm taking DJ Burns over Zach Edey.
Respectfully.
Oh, speaking of DJ Burns, something I want to talk about. Y'all seeing he's getting some NFL looks.
NFL hype. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
a lot of NFL scouts say he should go to tackle because he got good
feet.
Right
after the Final Four.
Yeah.
And look, that's what you expect from Zach Edey.
They can do that.
Like Zach. Yeah.
He could. yeah, he could switch.
He can do that. Who's gonna stop him?
He could just go into the draft.
He would have a workout, private workout. NFL scouts coming.
Look,
how many years? How many has he been in college?
He's been 5 years. He's a graduate student.
So look,
no, because if you think about it, it used to be that used to be like a little pipeline that NFL used to use before, like players like Antonio Gates, Tony Gonzalez,
Mo Ali Cox.
Yeah, and even
Jimmy Graham.
I don't know if y'all know. Yeah, Jimmy Graham was one of them. I don't know if y'all know this guy. He used to play for the Cowboys. His name was Rico Gathers.
Yeah.
He played for Baylor. But it's like, that's what, like, if they see, like, a big body and it's like, that looks like an NFL body, they gonna, they always gonna try to put him in the NFL, which I feel as though is unfair, especially if you play 4 years of college football and then somebody that just play college basketball get your opportunity.
Hey, but sometimes them boys go out there and they be playing football for real.
Man,
here's my thing.
It's only been two and a half.
You got a Hall of Famer in there.
You got two Hall of Famers.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
So why not try it?
It's real.
You got a little 6th, 7th round pick. I don't care.
I
was talking to Jalen about this. Jalen said, oh, you know, there's some HBCU guys that could go in the 6th or 7th round. So I looked at Jalen. I said, Jalen, would you rather have Jeremy Musa or would you rather have DJ Burns at right tackle? You tell me. And he sat there and he tried to defend his argument for about 20 seconds. We sat there in silence. And he realized, like, why would I rather have Jeremy Musa, who I know is dog?
But he's a champion.
Bro, why would you? All right.
Next game. Let's talk about the road.
Hold on. Are you serious?
He's a champion.
Mike, are you serious?
Yes.
You're being like, you stop.
We're talking about him like he's just dog water.
Mike, region, maybe bro. He is.
Hey,
if Jeremy Musa plays in the NFL next year, I don't know what I'll
do. Some things don't change. No hair, same nonsense.
I don't think, no.
Same nonsense.
I'm not saying.
Look, the stripes on the zebra don't change.
Yeah. I'm not saying Musa's a starter or even a backup quarterback.
He's not even a third string.
He's not. He might not even be playing.
Jeremy Musa got kicked off the Vanderbilt team because he was so bad. You think he's going to go play in the NFL?
I'm just saying.
I don't think you understand how bad Vanderbilt is.
Bro, and that's a Vanderbilt team who was losing every single game, including out-of-conference play.
I'm just saying.
He couldn't even be on the team. He couldn't be rostered.
You're getting off the passion.
I'm saying is,
he couldn't play at Hawaii.
He was the quarterback of a 12-1 football team and won the national championship.
All right. Next game.
Nihao.
Next game. Let's talk about Roll Tide.
Man, you talking about him playing against high school competition. Man, it's high school.
Man, Moose was throwing against me.
Now Alabama beat Clemson in the Elite Eight. Now they're in the Final Four for the first time in program history.
That get back.
For real?
That
first
get
time
back.
Program history, yeah.
That get back.
First time.
I'll say what I said. When we play at UNC, you can never count out a team full of shooters.
You can't.
Don't get me wrong. It's like David against Goliath right now.
Ooh, I don't know
because
about that.
UConn, you no, I definitely
nah, no, bro. UConn. Let's see how much UConn favored by
7.5.
Alabama has a puncher chance though, just because they're because
they can
really,
shoot the ball.
Really
yeah.
good shooting team.
But that shot don't start falling.
It's gonna be over.
Also, remember, Jeff, we said it. They live and die by that three.
That's what I'm saying. If the shot's not on, it's over with.
But that's how it is every game. Let's be brutally honest. It's intensified right now.
That's how it's been since Nate Oates has been the coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we, especially against UConn, it's going to be tough to score around the rim, obviously, with Klingon there. So that shot has to fall this weekend or what? Yeah, this weekend.
And I don't think it's going to be hard for Grant Nelson to really take over like he did with the UNC game and the Clemson. It's going to be really
Grant
hard going against
the floor.
Exactly.
But it's going to be hard for him to really like operate. Now, we don't know if this is a test for Donovan Klingon to move his feet now.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. My thing about Bama right now is the perimeter guys are probably about as healthy as they've been all season.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in the season, you know, the basket's starting to look a little bigger because you're in rhythm. Like, you know, you've been in game form for the last 4 or 5 months. That's not the problem. I would say the biggest thing actually for Alabama right now is to see how healthy Nick Pringle is.
Because
that's a really athletic guy, and they're going to need his paint presence, especially on the defensive end.
The biggest thing is you can't come out slow like you did against Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
If you come out slow against Clemson,
it's over.
See if you're going to need more than 8 threes in a row to come back.
It's gross.
But I'm hoping to see a good game. Even if we lose, I just don't want to see a blowout. I just want to see a good game.
So, question, who's the biggest disappointment so far in the tournament play?
Biggest disappointment?
Yeah.
Kentucky, right?
No.
Houston. Yeah,
it's got to be Kentucky.
The only reason why Houston got out is because Buddy got hurt.
But we was hooping. We was hooping too.
Oh, yeah, I'll say Kentucky. Then I'll say Kentucky.
I was hooping respectfully. Duke was hooping.
My team is Auburn.
I'll say Kentucky.
I see why, but
I mean,
but there's no way you can say Auburn was more disappointing than Kentucky.
Kentucky's like, who expects anything from Kentucky? Let's be for real.
You didn't expect them to lose to Oakland.
I do.
Why didn't you? And they lost to St. Pete 2 years ago. That was a 15
completely
seed.
Different
whole roster. Different season.
And you don't, you're like, surely they're not going to go in there and
the
get
only
trapped
person from
again.
That team is probably what, Antonio Reeves, maybe, that stayed there. Everybody else was
you,
gone after
you
that.
Think it's surely they don't get trapped gamed again.
Country just coming here talking, man.
Like, it's no way, Country, you thought Oakland was going to win that game.
I said that.
No, he said, he literally said in the pod, like,
oh.
I said,
no, he hit. Everybody here said Kentucky, but him.
I said, I literally, all the upsets I got correct.
And I said, let's be serious. He said, no, I'm being so serious.
Country, I apologize.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I said,
I don't. Couldn't be talking, man. Couldn't hey, believe hey, what he was saying. Hey, he trying to be different. Hey, listen, he trying to be Skip Bayless of the show.
No. I wasn't mean. I kept saying the 4-13 game was a little trap game. So I said, Auburn might lose. And it was like, it's no way Auburn's defense is so amazing. I said, this reminds me of a game. Virginia versus UMBC. Did I or did I not say that?
No, he did say that. No. He's literally saying everything he said. Like practicing what he's preaching right now. I can't lie.
Like, literally, all the upsets, I picked all the upsets correctly. Besides one.
Okay, Country, we get it.
Yeah. Give me my flowers. Like, I said NC State was going to win the national championship.
I ain't giving you nothing. You a Dallas Cowboy fan.
No, he said that too. Yeah, LSU fan. Yeah, you had that face, but Mike, no, he said that.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't on that.
Nah, you wasn't.
Yeah, he said that.
I said that. It was like, bro, okay. You're. I'm like, all right.
Speaking of NC State, what y'all thoughts on that game? Duke versus NC State, what was y'all thoughts? I mean, I'll start. We're soft. Duke is soft.
Yeah. I think y'all were overwhelmed Duke, by physicality.
Yeah, that's all it was.
I feel like for Duke, we dropped off in physicality, like we're soft.
He seems so optimistic.
But the thing,
hey, we got Cooper Flagg next year. Hey.
But the thing is, Duke has never been like a team where you like they was always dominant, but there was never a team that was like a hard nosed basketball team.
I didn't think they were gonna make it this far. I will say that.
I had Duke versus.
I think a lot of people, including Jeffrey, have their eggs in next year's basket. But I feel as if the college basketball scene is so different now with the transfer portal and just NIL.
And just talk about high school basketball.
I do have Duke
too.
As an early favorite. I'm gonna be honest, I have Duke as my early favorite to win it all next year.
Of course.
But yeah. I think,
you can't have a recruit class like that next year and don't think
they can. But I think with anything possible and like just how the transfer portal is just like has evolved and how NIL is affecting the game. With how NIL and the transfer portal is just like really affecting college basketball. You never know because Alabama already hit the transfer portal for next year.
Mm. Yup.
And it's a, I don't know much about the guy. He came from Pepperdine.
Pepperdine?
Yeah, he was a good scorer for them.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We're going to need some scoring next year.
But that usually doesn't translate as much as supposed to.
I think with the players that are in the transfer portal and the players that have yet to enter the transfer portal, like, I remember we were talking about in the group chat. I don't expect Bronny to stay.
Yeah, because USC got a new coach.
Yeah,
I don't want Bronny.
I'm just saying, though.
Y'all don't think Bronny's going to stay at USC?
Also,
there's a new coach coming in.
Stojakovic, his son, the shooter?
Yeah.
I think that's a big because of how he plays.
Nah, I met Stojakovic in... No, I hate
him. Like, with how his son playing, like, he's like just a shooter? Come on to Alabama. Come on down south, brother. We can get you where you need to be.
Kenan Carlisle hit the portal, too?
Yep.
Wow.
I think I saw reports like 42 Pac-12 players.
It's a whole bunch of Stanford players in the port, and the boys can play. So
yeah,
specifically Stojakovic, come talk to me, brother. We can get some NIL situated for you. Come to FAMU. Come on down to FAM, brother.
Shoot,
at this point, that's
where Bronny gonna have to come.
Huh?
I said Bronny gonna have to come to FAM.
Yeah. Anyways,
I don't want to see Bronny on campus.
Why not?
I'm Bronny.
bro, this campus was going
insane. All right, bro.
I'm part of the people that go insane. I'd be like, that's Bronny, my prince.
Bronny gonna dunk on you.
Did you just? What?
Anyways, let's get back on topic.
No!
Just what were y'all thoughts on the NC State game, NC State Duke game, just overall
like,
as a whole.
Like you said, physicality. I think that's the biggest thing. But I also feel like, I'm not going to say Shire wasn't invested in this team because of what he had coming next year, but I feel like he thinking like...
I think everybody looked ahead.
I looked ahead. And I also think, I wouldn't be surprised if McCain came back for another year.
Nah, wow. He's out of here.
Nah, he's a lottery pick.
He's going to be a lottery pick regardless.
He shot 50%
from 50-90.
Yeah.
50-90.
In the tournament.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be surprised if he stayed, but he can also raise his stock next year because they need a guard. That's what I'm saying. They need a guard.
Honestly, I mean, look at that transfer portal.
He makes it to Brandon College.
No, he is.
Proctor, I don't think he can raise his
But
I think he's at his ceiling right now.
And even then, also with the NIL, but he could also pull a
Jackson Dart?
No, not Jackson Dart. What's the Kentucky guard guard that was real nice that we thought was going to leave his first year, but he stayed. Not at Kentucky, Duke.
Tyus Jones.
But still, what I'm saying is,
it was his team then.
You're making money at NIL, so you're not necessarily pressed to go to the league.
Nah. But I look
and
at like
Jared, no, Jared making bank though.
I understand that, but next year's not gonna be his team.
But
it's look, not.
It's not.
But they need a guard next year.
Tyrese Proctor might come back.
He should.
Jeremy Roach might come back.
Coming back.
He might. I wouldn't be surprised.
Wait, Tyrese Proctor. Jeremy Roach.
He's a senior.
Same thing I said.
Next year he'll be a fifth year.
Yeah, he can come back for his fifth year if he wants to. Tyrese Proctor. He didn't do well.
I've never liked Roach. I mean, he's good for what he is, but
what's up with the DMV, bro? He's a bucket.
My fault, bro. I'm sorry.
I mean, Jeremy Roach was a bucket. Now he's just a facilitator, and he's not a good facilitator.
He's good in his role for what he needs.
Yeah,
dude.
He's inconsistent at his
very much.
I don't think Proctor's coming back though.
Proctor,
he has to. He's been injured too much, and when he does play, he's very inconsistent.
That's real. Somebody go see the potential. I thought Black and them should have came back, and they left. So
Anthony Black.
Yep.
Sure. Some people just be leaving when they not even supposed to leave.
Nah, AB did the right thing.
But I would say like Duke's entire team is gonna look very different next year though.
Oh, they gonna have some trees out there next year.
Yeah, we running.
But here's the thing though. Duke is reminding me a little bit of Kentucky this year because. Explain yourself before I break it out.
Yeah, let me hear your explanation.
So we're gonna talk about this. Like Kentucky had a massive load
this year, right?
I'm talking about the way we're previewing them. I'm not talking about them actually playing.
All right, I'm listening.
I'm talking about as far as like the recruiting class that they had, because Kentucky had an amazing recruiting class last year, and it's just identical with what Duke has this year. And then you got an unproven coach that hasn't really won anything.
He won the ACC tournament his first year.
I'm not
let alone
lie.
Made it.
I don't think last year's Kentucky class is anything.
Are you saying Cal's unproven?
I'm not.
He's comparing the classes.
He's comparing classes.
And I'm saying
I don't see one Cooper Flagg on that Kentucky recruiting class.
At the same time, we was talking about them having DJ Wagner was.
I was never talking about DJ Wagner in that.
But we knew DJ Wagner was gonna like. His game compared to Rob Dillingham's game is like
night and day.
Exactly.
Also, but, like I said, ain't a single Cooper Flagg from that Kentucky recruiting class. Let's go ahead and stop.
I'm talking about as far as like the recruiting nation. As far
Cooper Flagg took a team full of white kids from Maine to
the EYBL final.
I said, no way he's like this.
People be forgetting Maine is even a state.
Yeah.
Like, so let alone he took a team, but not a single black boy on the team.
And I think there was one.
It was one little dude. He was short. Yeah. Country.
I think it was one.
Here's the thing. He about Mike's height. But like, the thing about it is, bro, he took a bunch of white kids and Mike to the EYBL final.
They had a chance to win.
But the thing is, they were playing a team full of the.
They won.
No, they lost to the Boozer Twins.
They lost earlier in the tournament.
No, they lost.
They got the revenge.
Other way around.
My bad.
But my thing is, and they were running through teams full of the best players from around the country.
They weren't even close. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, oh, the hype.
I'm just talking about the hype. I'm not talking about like.
I'm gonna shut it. Unless Cooper Flagg get hurt, or he just say I'm not going to college. There's nobody in the ACC beating Duke next year.
But then at the same time, I just
say it loud, brother.
Listen,
I say it again. There's nobody.
I'm gonna say this though. This is all I'm gonna say. I don't believe anybody's hype until they actually play their college game. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
bro.
Like no.
Cooper's gonna have that Zion, Jahlil, Okafor.
Cause look. Everybody was talking about how much of a generational talent R.J. Barrett was, and R.J. Barrett at college.
I don't think people were saying it after they were saying about Zion.
They were saying it at first before Zion
blew up.
R.J. Barrett had a great college season.
R.J. Barrett was Stevie Wonder going right.
And then R.J. Barrett was just jacking up shots. And it showed that he couldn't really play the game when they got into the NCAA tournament.
The R.J. Barrett hype died down when Zion started to blow up.
Definitely.
No, it died down after the Gonzaga game when we was in Maui, Hawaii.
I'm talking about just high school, because you know at one point was looking at RJ as like the next coming, because he was like dominating.
Because RJ was one. Wasn't RJ one?
RJ still, he still finished with one. He still was the number one recruit.
Yeah.
And Zion was number two.
And
then what's it called? And then Cam. And what's his name? Cam was number three. Yeah, Cam Reddish was number three.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, Kentucky's had these classes before.
Hey, man.
Talk about disappointment.
And my thing is, I don't really see John Shire as a dominant coach.
Bro, you don't really have to do much.
He's a good coach. I think he's just missing teaching physicality. I think we're just soft.
Duke has never had physicality.
We were known to not be lay down and be soft like we were this year.
2015 team.
We have not been soft. The only time we were soft was this year. Every other year, I could easily say we're not soft. We're missing something.
Yeah, y'all is soft when y'all got a boy that got his nails painted playing basketball.
Hey, he shot 50-50-90. He shot 50-50-90. But let's end it up, fellas. Who do we have final four? Move on to championship. Who do you have between Alabama and UConn? Let's start off there. Who we got?
UConn.
I got Alabama.
Y'all got Bama?
As a fan,
I'm going to say Bama, but who do I think is going to win the game? UConn.
As a fan,
I'm going to say, roll tie, rammer, jammer, yellow hammer. But real life, like basketball IQ, we have probably like a 20% chance of beating UConn.
I say you overlooking this Bama team. I think this Bama team could really beat UConn. Honestly. I'm not being different.
He's definitely trying to be different.
All right.
I get what you're saying, though. Like I said, you can never count a team full of shooters. UConn's margin of victory is like 19 plus.
They've only been down, what, off tip-off. That was the first time ever tip-off.
They ain't had a tournament game in within like 15 points the last 2 years.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
I hope you're right, country.
Me too. I pray you're right. If you're right, I get you a whole thing of gumbo. Whatever. All right,
we got that recorded. Now, next game, NC State versus Purdue. Who we taking?
Got the immovable object versus the unstoppable force. That's what this is, bro. I've
been waiting to say that all podcast.
I have.
he been plowing on that line.
Yep, give me the system, bro.
I like NC State.
Is that Edie, bro? They not stopping.
Give me big Edie, man.
I like NC State.
Edie going on his championship run.
You and me, country?
You already know where I'm going. I'm going to NC State.
That's what I like to hear.
Like Edie, man. Edie on a mission, man. He been listening to the podcast. He been listening to Jeff
Hate, bro. Here's my thing. Jeff, what more does he have to, like, what does he have to do?
Show that he can move.
He has a bag.
Bro, he doesn't have a foot.
What are you going to say?
I'm still talking. Let's see in the NBA. It doesn't end.
You know, it doesn't end. You know what he looks like?
That's the only thing you can do, bro.
He's going to win a championship.
You see the man drop 40-16 in the Elite Eight.
Hey, Jeff, you watch basketball a lot. Don't he remind you? He reminds you of two plays. It was one dude that played for Gonzaga. No, it was dude that played for Duke, Ryan Kelly.
You talking about Ryan Young?
No, Ryan Kelly.
What year was this?
2010.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I was too young for that.
Or he reminded me a little Tyler Hansbrough. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, I know that is.
He's just a college
player for UNC, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he's just a college. He's just good in college, and he will not suffice to anything in the NFL. In the NBA, because one, his game is very one-dimensional. And if you have a one-dimensional game in college, it's easy to stop, especially if your move is back down,
hook or drop step.
It's not really even a drop step.
Well, I'm just saying, those are his one or two moves. That's what he's going to give you.
Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you just like this. If he gets the ball on the right key, he's going to do a hook. If he gets it on left key, he's going to do a drop step.
Exactly.
That's it.
So you guys think that no team in the tournament has...
Nobody has the size to stop him.
Nobody has a 7'4" guy. It would have been over with.
What if they play UConn and he makes...
Klingon is locking that up.
And he makes Klingon look...
Klingon is locking that up.
What happens then?
He's locking that up.
Okay. I'm a fan of Klingon, but I'm just saying, give you a what-if scenario.
Now let's have some NBA fellas. The number one seed in the West is hot. You have teams like the OKC Thunder, country.
Hey.
We have the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Who do you have finishing as the number one seed and why? Start off with you, country.
I'm going to say Denver. They got an easier road to get to one seed, but if they want it. And right behind them is OKC, but Minnesota has to play at least three of the five. And how do you say this? The 3 to 5 seed.
Yeah.
In the West, they still got to play 3 of those teams. And then the way the West is looking, it's just like, it's really up for grabs at this point. And it's only 2 teams that's clinched so far. And that's OKC and...
3 teams.
Who just clinched? Minnesota clinched?
Yeah, Minnesota's clinched.
Okay, so 3 teams that just clinched. And that's Minnesota, Denver. OKC, and Denver. And it's like Minnesota still got to play everybody that's slated to be in the playoffs, while OKC still got a little bit of East competition left over.
Yeah, I agree with country pretty much for the same reason. Denver, first of all, I just think they're a better team, especially once playoff basketball kind of starts getting played. They have some pretty easy teams on their schedule. They got the Spurs tonight, so that's Tuesday night when we're recording this. They got the Spurs again later in the week, but then they also have the Jazz, the Hawks, and the Grizzlies. That should be some food for them. Unless they just decide to rest some of their guys because they feel like they don't really need to get the one seed, I think Denver's going to get it.
So I'm going to tell you OKC's last eight games.
I think OKC might get it. I was just going to say it. Yeah, they play Philly. That could be a winner or loss. They play Boston. But Boston's not going to play nobody because they're locked up with the one seed.
Yeah.
Then they have the Pacers, Charlotte, Sacktown. They have San Antonio, Milwaukee. They're going to sit. Mm-hmm. And then you have Dallas.
Who's gonna play their players?
Exactly. I think the Thunder could come out.
I'm not gonna lie. That stretch of games look like OKC's gonna go 5-3.
That's what I'm saying. They could.
But then let's switch the tables over to Denver. Okay. Let me pull up their schedule real quick.
They got San Antonio. Then they got the Clippers. Then they got the Hawks. Then Utah. Then Minnesota. Then San Antonio again. And then they finish off with Memphis.
So you don't think that they're only gonna lose one of those games? That's what I'm saying. They have the easiest road.
I thought they're only a half game back.
The thing is though, I think San Antonio might just play for pride. Clippers have to figure out some stuff as well because they are, as Ty Lue said, soft. So they have to figure some stuff before they go into playoffs. And then San Antonio might just do it again, like play them hard again just to get a win. I think San Antonio at this point is playing for pride.
But then now let's go to Minnesota, who has teams that are playing for something. They playing against the Rockets.
They losing.
I believe so because the Rockets need that. They trying to get to that 10th.
We got to get in. We're going to talk about that later.
And then you got the Raptors. That's a win. Then you got the Suns who are fighting not to be in the play-in game because I think the Suns are right now 7th.
Yeah.
And you
got Lakers.
The Lakers, the Wizards, that's a win. Then you got the Nuggets who trying to get that one seed. Then you got the Hawks who still fighting for a playoff contention. Then you got the Suns. So I literally see them win at least like three of those games.
Mike, what you think?
I think the Thunder are going to lock up the one seed. And I think they don't want to play the Suns because the Suns are looking like they're going to be the 7th seed.
But the Suns haven't beat the Thunder all year.
Correct. But still, this is the Thunder's first time in the playoffs, you know, as, you know, a legit team. Because before, you know, Chris Paul was there, Shea was the number 2 guy. Maybe number 3 guy because Dort had
Shea was definitely number 1, that, but I'll let you have that.
When Chris Paul was there?
Yeah, he was definitely number 1.
Okay. Like I was saying, I think the Suns will probably beat the Kings in the playing game. And I just don't think a young Thunder team will play well against a Phoenix Suns team that, you know, obviously has KD, Devin Booker, who's been there and done this for multiple years now. So I just think the Thunder will, you know, look at that and say, yeah, we would rather play, you know, the Kings or the Lakers or the Warriors in the first round. Well, not even the Lakers. If the Lakers get the AC, yeah, I think the Thunder are probably going to get bounced in the first round.
You think that?
Yeah.
Ouch. You feel that highly on the Lakers?
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't think the Lakers will go far, but I think the Thunder, I like the Thunder. I think they're a good team, but.
Is it because we're young?
Yeah, I think that's the main reason why.
That's the only thing.
But it's like we're young, but we're very experienced. Because the only person on that team that hasn't had playoff experience that's on the starter is just.
Chet.
Yeah.
Are you considering the playoff experience?
Not necessarily, because we really didn't have a team to compete for the playoffs. You feel me? We was a okay team.
Yeah.
But we wasn't a good team. We didn't have everything together yet. We had Jay Will as our 5 and he was only like 6'6".
Yeah, but if I'm the Thunder, bro, I would want to see the Kings in the first round. That would be my team.
Honestly, I don't know who I would want to see in the first round. As long, like, the team that I feel as though is our best matchup is actually the Lakers.
Oh, I don't know if Chet AD matchup.
That could get shiesty really quick.
But the thing is, at the same time, can you trust AD in the playoffs?
Yes.
Or what?
Over Chet?
I'm talking about as far as, like, can he stay healthy? Like,
Anthony Davis has played what? Like,
bro, I want y'all to realize.
Anthony Davis ain't been hurt in a long time.
Talking, bro.
Bro, what?
Anthony Davis, hasn't he played every game this season?
No,
something like that.
Like, I think
he's played a lot of games.
He might have only missed, games. I think he's only missed one game this season. Can you trust Anthony Davis?
No.
No, because...
So, Lakers and Suns play... Lakers, Thunder play first round. Who are you picking?
Lakers and Thunder?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Thunder.
Okay.
I love Bron. Bron's my GOAT, but I'm taking the Thunder.
This has nothing to do with Bron.
It has a lot to do with Bron.
I hope that happens. We're going to make a lot of bets.
So that's the only reason why I will even be scared to play against the Lakers is because it's like... It's LeBron
and AD? Yeah.
I'm not really too much worried about AD. I'm more so worried about LeBron.
So we're going to act like that Nuggets series, AD wasn't up and down, let alone D'Lo.
We're not going to act Jokic,
like...
Jokic, I mean, Chet is not Jokic.
We're not going to act like...
Chet is not Jokic.
At all.
We're not going to act like AD... Y'all taking AD because of what he did in the bubble.
What? I'm taking AD because of what he's done since 2012.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people try to discredit AD because, you know...
I'm discrediting AD.
Why?
He hasn't really proved anything.
He's
since
a champion. Y'all gotta stop discrediting champions.
Bro, you keep talking about that Mickey Mouse ring, bro. Nobody cares about that.
Nah, and what Mickey Mouse now? Let me hop in.
Let's stop it.
That was not no Mickey Mouse.
Let's stop. Oh, yeah, come on now.
Let's stop that.
We not stopping.
Because if the Thunder would have won,
exactly,
you would have took it all the way with you, right?
Mm-hmm. I would have.
All right. So it ends right there.
But the Thunder didn't win, so I'm not taking it.
There's no but. There's no but, buddy.
Next topic.
There's no but.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse ring.
Next question, you guys, is do you think the Golden State Warriors going to make it in the play-in?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. I say no.
You can never count a Steph Curry.
But you can. And they're on a 4-game win streak, and they're like a couple, they're like 3 games ahead.
Two games.
My fault.
You can never count a Steph Curry led to you. The play-in, I don't think it's excellent.
So look, though.
This is who they end off with. Dallas, Houston, Dallas, Utah, Lakers, Portland, Pelicans, and Jazz.
That's not nothing crazy.
But
what?
That's not an outlandish stretch.
It is not, bro. They're gonna beat the Jazz both times. They're gonna beat the Blazers. They're gonna
what?
Beat the Pelicans.
They're gonna beat the Rockets. I say it. They'll beat the Rockets.
No, they're not.
They're gonna beat the Rockets.
No, they're not. We just came off 11-game win streak. Luka had dropped 47 just to end it. I'm not hearing that.
Bro, Luka drops 47 on any given night. It's not like y'all.
No. He just did that so he could beat No, the Rockets making a plan, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie. The Rockets kind of got like a little schedule.
They do. Yeah. They have Minnesota. They have Golden State.
Loss.
Then they have Miami.
Loss.
Then they have Dallas.
Loss.
They got Orlando. We winning.
Y'all not. Y'all
we winning.
Bro, what happened to opening day? No.
Opening day is a different story.
No, it's not.
Opening day.
No, it's
this
not.
Is not a day. This is a whole new team, man. This is a whole new team. No, new identity.
We will see y'all next year.
I don't even think y'all made any trades.
Grizzlies. I know we're not talking.
Jeff, we've been over
Grizzlies.
This. Jeff, we've been over this.
Grizzlies. I know you're not talking.
We are injured.
I'm about to say, if they had John Morant, y'all wouldn't be right there.
Yes, we would.
Jeff!
Yes, we would. We went on a 7-game win streak without Sengun. Without. To get to that 11.
The Grizzlies
the first four was
right?
with the first four was with Sengun. After that, all of them was with JG. Jalen Green. So, we look great.
So Jeff. Where do you think y'all gonna be next year? Because I'm not worried about this year. Y'all because you got the Grizzlies getting back healthy.
We gotta
Spurs,
be 5th seed.
A Wimby leap.
We gotta be 5th seed.
No, we're not talking about worried about the Spurs.
Fifth. I would make a bet that the Spurs will be better than the Rockets next year.
What?
Did I stutter?
Keldon Johnson flopped. That like what? They don't have a point guard. All they have is Wimby.
Uh huh.
And whatever.
Right, stop right there.
That's Wimby and Devin Vassell. Devin Vassell's been coming on as of late.
And
that's
the pick
it.
This year. And the pick this year.
They had Wimby,
but they had to plan on them picks to hit and actually perform.
Yeah.
Let's say they draft.
Come on now.
Let's say they draft Rob Dillingham.
He got a hit. He got a hit like he did in Kentucky.
What makes you think he won't hit?
I'm just saying he had like some players might not have the brightest first year. They might not.
It's always hard for guards to have a good first year.
That's what I'm saying. He got a hit.
They playing whoever offense on whoever Rob's guarding. They going right at Rob.
So that's what I'm saying.
48 minutes.
He gonna have Wimby back there. They gonna be straight. Yeah,
the Rockets bare minimum fifth to seventh seed. Bare minimum next year. Bare minimum.
Huh?
Yes.
I think they a play-in team if anything.
Fifth seed through the seventh seed. Bare minimum. That's the bare minimum.
Play-in team at best. I got them seven.
So what do you have the Grizzlies next year?
What? Come on, bro. What type of question is that?
What do you have?
I got them in top five seeds.
Yeah.
So who do you have dropping out?
The Suns.
Possibly the Pelicans.
How do y'all have the Suns dropping out? They're gonna stuff Kevin Durant and Devin Booker.
I don't think the Suns. They don't have enough depth.
Yeah, you said it right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they don't have enough, and it's shown all season. Like they get fatigue at the end of games. The Pelicans, I could see.
I think the Clippers fall out too because PG's on his last year deal.
Yeah,
and he might not come back.
I think PG's gonna come back, but I just feel as though their age is starting to catch up to them, and also too, I think the Nuggets might start taking a decline.
They're not falling out of the top.
No.
That's where we end the show.
No, man.
His takes be worse than mine.
What I'm saying is they're not. They're like I'm saying the Grizzlies gonna be moving ahead of the Nuggets. That's what I'm saying.
What? I'm sorry. Is Jokic falling off a cliff?
Jokic rolls over and then
over the Nuggets.
I didn't know Jokic was retiring next year.
Jokic rolled over and then went.
Jokic going.
He's gonna be horse racing.
Yeah.
You got an inside scoop? We don't know.
Source country.
Y'all missing what I'm saying. Like y'all see how the Thunder and the Timberwolves getting to that hump where they supposed to belong now.
They there.
I mean, they're there. But I'm saying that's gonna be the Grizzlies next year.
Neither one of them teams are winning more than two games against the
Nuggets. That too.
Like I don't care what they're doing about regular season. The Thunder are not equipped to beat Denver Nuggets right now. Neither are the Timberwolves. They have no answer for Jokic. It all comes down to Jokic. It's about who has the best player when the playoffs come.
And
all that stuff that the Thunder is doing right in matchups.
All that stuff
that the Thunder and the Timberwolves are doing is cool right now, but they don't match up well with the Nuggets.
And then when we forget, Jamal Murray elevates his game in the playoffs.
You feel me?
For sure.
And like the Nuggets is the most complete team.
Absolutely.
In the West.
Absolutely.
So
basketball. But we're talking talking about seeding wise. We're not talking about, like, I didn't say this.
What,
I didn't say
the Grizzlies. The Nuggets are what seed now?
They're two.
Second.
By half a game.
So that means, off rip, the Timberwolves are three. So that's a second round matchup. Timberwolves going home. It depends on who OKC match up with. They're probably not going to make it past the second round. They're young. So
OKC has been here before. Remember, yes, we have.
Where? When?
What do you mean? What are y'all? 12?
With KD?
When we was that young?
This is...
No.
We gotta go.
All right.
This concludes. No way. I was trolling.
Wait. Cause y'all, I get what y'all saying. But it's written all over the walls again. Cause when we was this young, when we had KD and Westbrook.
Them boys laughing back then.
I mean, bro, laugh all you want, but I'm telling the truth.
Where's your KD right now, country?
SGA.
Who's your KD?
SGA.
Who?
SGA.
Who's your rest?
Who's the rest?
Stop waiting.
Who's the rest? Because I give you Harden, J-Dub, but who the rest?
And
SGA is KD is even a question.
Let him have it.
But what I'm saying is, like, we got a potential MVP on the team.
Y'all are about 2 years away from actually competing.
I mean, that's what
y'all have the team.
But look though. A lot of people. That's what a lot of people said, and we still made it to the finals.
Hmm?
Yeah.
When?
In 2011.
Oh, okay, cool. That was 13 years ago.
I understand. I understand. But I'm saying it's the same writing that's on the wall. Like, the year before we got there, and then now. Hey, listen, call my takes wild as you want to, buddy.
You and Trimmer neck and neck. I ain't gonna lie. But this concludes halftime with the Playmakers. Now we're finna get to my favorite part, the shoutouts. I start off. I want to first thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for everything he done for me as a whole and for my family. Shout out to the guys in the studio for y'all takes and y'all reckless takes at that. Shout out to the family back home. Shout out to the friends back home as well, and let's keep pushing positivity, keep pushing consistency, fellas.
Yes, sir. I want to thank my Lord and Savior. You know, without him, we wouldn't be able to do what we do every day, do what we love. So I just got to give thanks to him. Got to give thanks to the guys, family, of course, you know, for pushing me to be great.
What else? Missing one more thing. Come on, man. I'm looking out for you.
Come on, bro.
Big Sigma in the building.
Yes, sir, Ski, man. Yes, sir, Ski. Yeah, 30 next year, the spring 2024.
Look at him. He's trying to be cool.
Oh, okay.
What I forget? Oh, okay, yeah. Shout out to the rest of the guys in the studio. Feeling great. Had a great time in here today. Shout out to the fam, but especially to my sister, new initiate, number 44 on that new AKA line. Ooh. Also, shout out to the rest of them AKAs.
Number 44.
Holla at me.
You said number 44?
All right, bro, yeah. Shout out to y'all boys, man. Shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ! Shout out to everybody. Shout out to WNM. Shout out to the person, whoever made Red Bull. Shout out to them. They be getting me through the week, so shout out to y'all. And, man, I feel good to be back. Second episode, locked and loaded.
Is this your farewell tour?
What are you talking about?
Are you gonna be back next semester?
Yeah, probably. It's college football season.
I can't wait for college football season.
Me either. Easy money.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to everybody, man. Just thank everybody for just giving me this opportunity where I'm at right now. And, you know, again, shout out to Trim, new initiator D9, and just showing love to everybody. And also, too, shout out to the new AKAs, especially the ones in J school. And, you know, shout out to Austin, shout out to Trim, shout out to Jeff, shout out to Tristan, shout out to me, shout out to everybody in the building. Shout out to Terrence, man. We love y'all and thank y'all so much.
Halftime with the Playmakers is produced in the studios of WANM FM 90.5 in the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at Florida A&M University.